Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do we have COVID?
Do I have it?
Do we?
You might.
What?
Because you are you wild. I'm not wild. I stay home.
I'm not wild.
You wild the fuck out.
No, I don't.
99.9% chance you get COVID before I do. Let's talk about that podcast.
I can't hear anything.
Be patient, young child.
No.
You hear that?
Yeah.
All right. That one. Take this one out. Put that in program.
Make
two.
Sure
Bye.
We are not on the air player.
Oh my
Could you
God.
Imagine?
No, we...
It would be like, we would ruin Veterans Day. As like a state.
For everyone. For the rest of time. Okay, turn that one
That's
up.
How we get fired.
That one up.
Oh. Hi, my two favorite podcasters.
Well, now, thank you.
Now we your favorite. Okay, I think we're good.
Why?
I'm mad
too.
Okay, let's just be mad.
Okay.
You ready? I think we're off the air.
Yeah, let's. I love it when we're mad together.
Yeah, we're gonna be mad together. Damn. Hey, Kiki, mad too. By the way, Kiki over here, like what?
Yeah, she's like, I can't.
Can
I don't know what's
me?
Going on. She can't hear.
I think she can hear me now. Kiki, do you want to go for a walk? No, she can't.
No, she can't. No. It's okay.
Hey, welcome to episode numero...
Don't!
11. What's 11 in Spanish, Jess? You proud Mexican woman?
I'm Mexican, but I don't speak Spanish. Is it once?
Once, doce, trece,
yeah,
catorce. Yeah, look at you. Okay.
Cool.
It's like you went to ninth grade.
Nice.
In the past.
It's like a man. My Spanish teacher, we had beef. She didn't like me.
Why?
She thought, honestly, you know what I think? I feel like I reminded her of someone because I felt like she would just randomly say kind of low key shady things to me or be like, pick on me, like have me answer things. And I'm like, girl, I did not raise my hand and I'm not even speaking. I'm literally sitting here with my notebook open, quiet as hell. Like, I felt like I looked like someone that she hated in her past, and so she had it out for me.
Top three people that hate you.
Her.
Okay.
She's my Spanish teacher in high school.
What number is she?
I'd say two.
Okay. Number three person that hates you in this world, and why?
There was this girl in my second grade class, and she kicked me. She kicked me.
For why?
She
still hates you to this day?
I mean, I never spoke to her again. She left the school. I think she left the school because you know how my mom is. My mom went in there swinging.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, oh,
yeah.
Hell no, nobody be touching.
Took you out of there?
No, she kept me there, but she... Oh, actually, I think I did leave Mary Hill after that.
Your mom's wild like that, huh?
No, my mom went in there and she was like, what you gonna do about this kid who kicked my kid? And they're like, well, the year's almost over. And she goes, you better file a report. I don't care. We got a day. I don't care if we have 2 hours left in the school year. I better see some ass getting whooped. I was scared. I was like, look what you did, Zoe. Look what you did.
You better watch out now. Now you're in trouble, Zoe.
Woo!
Wait, are you telling me seriously of the top three people that hate you? Somebody from second grade is somebody that hates you?
Yeah.
Okay, so this girl from second grade.
Yeah.
Your Spanish teacher. Who's the number one person in the world that hates you, you think?
Who do you think hates me? Tell me.
I got an idea. Maybe not top three. I got some people that hate you probably right now, though.
Really?
I got some people that talk shit on your name, I'm sure.
Really? Tell me, who do we think? This is a burn book episode. Get ready.
No. Well, maybe. I think previous people that we work with talk shit on both our names, to be honest with you. I don't know they hate us, but...
Well, yeah, they probably... Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
But I don't think they'd probably be your top three.
No. Maybe like... Yeah, I don't know.
That's the only people you and I know in common are some of those people over there at our old radio station.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of top three people that probably hate me. You think my ex-wife hates me? Hates me? You think hates? She's probably up there, huh?
I do. I'm sorry. Like, I saw this quote one time where it said, if things...
Don't hate me because you ain't me.
Exactly.
I think it was Socrates.
But it's like, I'm just going to paraphrase this because I forget like what
Jess,
exactly
that was funny.
It said.
You should have laughed at Socrates. That was funny.
I don't even, it's fine, whatever, it's lame. But it's like, I think the reason why she hates you is because you blew it the fuck up of what she did to you. But the thing is like, that was a mistake that you did, player. It's nobody's fault if you're going to be out here acting crazy in these streets. So I feel like I hate it when people get mad when they do something to you and then they get mad at your reaction or for like talking about it. Like if you do something to me, I have a right to share. Like it happened in my life. Right. Yeah. So like, you know what I mean?
There's some radio people that don't even get that concept. That drives me even more crazy. If it's my story, it's my story.
Yes.
I mean, if it involves you, how about this? Act right.
Right.
And then I've got nothing to say bad about you. Yeah. I've got so many great stories about human beings I can share with you.
Right.
And I got some other stories of terrible people that I might share one day.
Mm-hmm.
It might come out. But
in your
today.
Tell-all?
In my tell-all podcast.
Uh-huh.
But not today. So I'd say she was probably up there.
Yeah.
I think that...
You think about some.
I'm thinking about. I'm sure like some
lovers.
Of those girls.
Past lovers.
Yeah.
What is this?
Like I don't know the toxic one. I don't think any of them hate me. I think they're just hurt right now. I wouldn't put them in the hate me list. I think Nina from Phoenix probably hates me.
Really?
Yeah. I think she hates me. She's probably in top three. Hates me. Hates me. Who would be my third? Is anybody just like hates my guts? I mean, it's really. I don't think there was a question before I asked you.
I feel like my friend's ex-girlfriend, I don't know if she'd be top three. I'm pretty sure she really doesn't like me.
I'd be curious. Let me think through that list. I'll come back. We'll come back to that topic. Let me think through that.
Yeah.
There you go. This is a fun podcast. I'll sit here in silence for the next 20 minutes and be like, who was it that really hates me?
Bah.
Well, welcome to episode number 11 of this podcast. This is Kramer and Jess Uncensored as we're getting into it 7 minutes in. It's fine. We are two radio hosts, and yeah, we're more than that. We're two human hosts. We host life.
We out here living life alongside you.
Yeah, I don't like that. We're just two radio hosts.
Yeah, no, everything you're feeling, we're feeling just 10 times more because we're emotional as hell and we don't know how to navigate through that. So
and we're both in moods today.
We are so in moods today.
So this is going to be an interesting episode of the podcast.
Which I love, though, because I love that about you. I'm like, I'm mad and you're like, me too. And I'm like, cool.
Cool, let's do a podcast.
Yeah.
I would like to make Jessica bet, and I don't wish this on her at all. I don't wish this on you, but I just told Jess off the air there's a 99.9% chance she'll get coronavirus before I do.
You're annoying.
We have to, you know, Jess and I work together so closely, right? Because we're literally, we if it's between the
yeah,
hours
no,
of
yeah,
five
if,
and
yeah, if one of us gets it, we're both getting it.
Right, but the question is, who's going to get
it
first? Yeah, it's like
blood brothers.
It's like blood brothers.
What?
So I said there's like about literally almost 100% chance that Jess is going to get it before I do because I've got allergies going on. I think it's allergies. I haven't been tested. I don't know.
Yes, we have.
But no, I mean like now.
Oh, recently.
That was like 2 months ago.
Nah.
We could be dead and gone from corona at this point since
someone
that last test. Who's texting you in the middle of the show?
Money calling.
Tell me their name.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, what's how he texts me too? What's he want?
We got to do the spot after we're done.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that commercial. I think there's a much better chance of you getting coronavirus than I would get it because you're out in these streets and I am out in my either guest or bedroom.
You're such a liar.
Or my, I mean, really, where do I go?
You totally go outside. You know what? That's the thing too. During this time, we cannot point fingers at nobody. If you walk outside and you go to the grocery store and you get gas and you walk your dog outside and someone walks past you, that's how crazy this shit is right now. So like, I just feel that we need to be kind to everybody because this is everywhere. And yes, there are precautions that we can take, but like, it's the same shit. You go to Whole Foods, don't you, player? Just because I go to Trader Joe's doesn't mean it's like, I hate
it's
you.
Different.
You're
nobody
so dumb.
At Whole Foods.
Stop it.
Got coronavirus.
Mm.
Trader Joe's, most likely. 40% of people that walk through that door.
Whatever.
They're probably an advertiser.
Fine. Yeah,
that grows that. I think there's a much better chance of you getting it. And I'm going to say this right now, make a bold statement. I wish I had my trumpets ready. I am, when you get it,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be pissed.
You're going to be mad at me?
I'll be mad at you.
How do you know it'll be me first?
Because it won't be me.
Why is that?
I'm like wishing this on myself right now.
And I think it's crazy because you had somebody come see you too.
Yeah.
They went on a plane too.
Yeah.
They stayed with you too. They're exposed too. So why is it me?
I actually kept
Why is it me over you then?
Because you're 20.
So what?
Seven.
So what?
Because y'all are reckless.
You had someone fly out here as well and stay with you, and she's out there living her life as well. So
Hold,
don't point
please.
Your little Miss California heaven finger at me, mister.
Demographics.
What?
Of corona cases. All right. Let's just look at it. Let's just look at what we got going here. Okay.
Also, there's no way to prove who got it first.
I'll prove it.
Really?
I'll prove it.
Do it.
I'll do whatever it takes to get to the bottom of that.
I hate to.
Okay, so here we go.
You went to the aquarium.
Okay.
You were talking about you got COVID in the aquarium.
I think they're an advertiser.
Oh, take it out. take it out.
Oh, my God.
Take it out.
No, hold up. I gotta disagree to my... Okay, here we go. Well, we in the same damn demographic for this.
Yeah, bitch.
They say, but it looks like, well, this is death numbers, not like get numbers.
Yeah.
But, well, more males get than females, technically. So I guess the odds.
And like low key, almost everything that I'd be doing out in these streets, like it's with you.
That's true.
So like, shut up. Shut up.
I have a feeling it will be Jess first. I'm putting it on here right now.
That okay, Jess so it's the it. One that's sniffling right now.
I don't think it's coronavirus.
Right. You don't see me judging you, pointing fingers at your ass.
I had a girl come over, come visit me this weekend.
How was that?
It was cool.
Really?
It was cool. I'm very conflicted, though.
I do have a question about that.
Okay, well, before we get to that, let's... We're out of time today, unfortunately, Jess. It's a very short podcast.
Question.
I would like to play... Let's go back to some voicemails, and we'll wrap up last week's episode first, okay? Mm-hmm. In case you don't know, you can always call. Now text us.
Ooh.
Look what I did this week. God, I worked so hard. You can call or text us, 855-Kramer-Jess. If you ever want to be part of this conversation, 855-Kramer-Jess. Eventually, we'll do this show live, and you can call in real time, but not today. Okay, let's check in and see what's going on.
Hey, Kramer and Jess. It's Mel in San Diego. And I had to pause episode 10 because, Kramer, I have to say that I agree with Jess. That is a really unhealthy way to treat, especially a brand new relationship. You have to treat this relationship like nothing ever hurt you. And I know that that's hard.
I'll explain a second.
But poking the bear and causing more drama is only going to get you in trouble. It's not going to forecast what's going to happen because people react differently to different situations. So something that might be a 2 right now might be a 8 next week. It's not, I don't think that's healthy. I think that's completely unhealthy. And you need to start this new relationship on the cleanest slate possible. And I know it's hard to trust when you've been burned and battered in the past, but you have to trust this girl because guess what? I don't fight every other week with my boyfriend.
Hmm.
I don't even fight every 3 weeks with my boyfriend.
Hmm.
Because we communicate and we are there for each other. And this girl seems like she's there for you. So, I think that you need to just take things as they come and don't make mountains out of molehills.
Ooh.
And I still listen because I think you guys are rad. And I'm sad that you're not in San Diego. But you know what? I can find you on 3 different platforms. Hmm. So, yeah. Love you forever. Bye.
Okay, first off, we don't love you forever on this show.
First of all, I love you, girl. Okay. That was so dope. I know, it's like she was pissed at you, but she's like, still love you forever.
That's
but get your shit
right.
together.
You put that shit on Certified Mama's Boy. Okay, so what I said last podcast was, I with Miss California, it's this girl that I'm in a situationship with, been dating her for about a year, off and on, mostly off.
Why do you say date? Like, y'all weren't dating. You were in a situationship for about a year.
Yeah, about a year.
Exactly.
Well, no, we were dating.
You were not dating.
We were dating.
You weren't, okay.
We went on dates.
Okay.
And so I said that now that we're trying to figure things out, I just want to push the limits with her because I'm trying by we decided basically by January 1. Okay.
January 1?
January 1.
Like what the fuck? Okay. Has anyone referred to the first month of the year by January 1?
By January 1.
Has anyone said that before? That was so cringy.
Put it in your calendar.
January 1, everyone make a note of it.
Jan 1,
ew,
we are going to basically decide if we're going to do this thing or not, because that will, you know, involve her moving out here, and it's fine. So one more voicemail. Let's just get to one more, and then we'll get to your question, Jess. Because I was asking last episode, like, am I toxic?
Mm-hmm.
Like, am I the toxic one in the relationship? Because I feel like most women I date are toxic.
Yeah, you put Miss the California, blame on everybody way, else.
She's not toxic. I really can't look at her in, like, a toxic sense. Uh-huh. I've dated some other ones that are pretty toxic.
Hi, my two favorite podcasters. This is Fish Fab for Life. Followed you from San Diego, California. So I'm calling in because you were asking if we thought that Kramer was toxic. And, you know, he's borderline. Oh. Sorry to say, Kramer.
Yeah.
But I think that there's a good reason for it. And, you know, Kramer has been hurt. And he's trying to prevent things. He's trying so hard to not allow himself to get hurt, or he's trying to look ahead and see, you know, the problem before it happens. And we just, Kramer, I think that you should put dating on a pause, let things go, and don't try to control the world around you. You know, and I think you need to, you know, get that BetterHelp.com stuff.
Plug.
Tell them, you know, work on you and focus on improvement, self-improvement, and help, ask them to help you how to not worry about what's going to happen if. You should just go to therapy, Kramer.
Okay.
We love therapy on this show.
Yeah, we do. Listen, y'all, it's so funny. Everybody in this world is so funny but me. I'm the only not funny person. I'm straight to the facts here.
I love that we have this feature now. I love it so much.
It's because, what, the voicemail?
Yeah, because you're always like, fuck you, Jessica, you don't know.
Because, okay, let me...
Well,
let me,
according to the voicemails, I do know.
Rebuke that really quick. I just want to be there because it's so funny. It's like... Y'all can't make your mind up what you want me to do in my life.
What do you mean?
Because at first y'all like, oh, you're dating too fast. I'm like, okay, let me slow down. And then they're like, you need to find somebody. It's time. It's been long enough. What you dragging your feet for? So I'm like, oh, okay. And then I, you know, I lose my job. And y'all like, ooh, okay, we listen to your podcast. And now I'm like, okay, my life settled. And now I'm like, I'm going to date. Like, nah, you ain't ready. I'm like, what? It's been 2 years. It's been almost 3 years.
They're only making decisions by your actions.
How long y'all want me to wait?
When you don't answer 8 of the 10 questions positively on the toxic test.
First off, it was literally, I had a 30%, barely toxic.
Shut up. Everybody go listen to the
barely
last episode.
Toxic. Okay? No, barely toxic.
You are toxic.
And all the things it was rooted in was like jealousy issues. And it was. I'm not abusive.
No, it sucks because like it's hard being in a relationship and I'm going through the same shit right now. It's like you're balancing.
It's about you now, huh?
Dude, I'm trying to fucking relate to you, damn it.
Wait, I want to say one more thing.
Literally agreeing with you.
Because the second we turn to Jessie, you know the rest of it's going to be about her. So
fine. Fine, I'm not going to talk about it.
No.
I won't talk about it.
No,
I literally was trying to agree
will
with you.
I come across this board and get coronavirus. Listen, okay.
It's over.
I got a really eye-opening message that I want to share with y'all. And I didn't screenshot it, so I'm going to play it off the dome here.
Great, so it's a lie.
It's a lie. I made this up. But somebody was saying, Kramer, you're so right. No.
Just guys, Kramer, I love you.
Kramer, I love you. Everybody's so dumb except for you. You're always right about shit. I'm like, thank you. I was going to show it to y'all, but I'm
thank your
it.
User 1000. What the fuck?
With a random ass, just generic, you know,
no
silhouette head.
Yeah. Whatever.
No, this guy, and I wish I remember his name now, because he sent me a message. And so for all the Kramer haters out there, which is literally everyone that listens to this podcast.
No one's a Kramer hater. Oh my God.
He was like, I really hate the word toxic.
Really?
Because toxic, honestly, just means you've got trauma. And
that's fair.
Because let's just say, what he did is he was so much more eloquent than I was on this.
Look it up.
But he basically I don't remember what his name was now. It's been like a week. So he was like, think about like a shelter dog, okay? Let's say that like you bring home a shelter dog and they were, let's just say, hit with a belt before. And so forever, they are kind of traumatically, every time a belt comes out, They're like, huh, you wouldn't call that dog toxic.
No.
Nobody would look at that dog and be like, oh my God, what a toxic dog.
That's true.
But so why do we do that with people?
You literally call someone toxic. You said you call someone.
I mean, you're being toxic right now. Be quiet.
I'm not. I'm just bringing shit to your attention because I'm a good friend.
It's a really good point. The word toxic is so
hurtful.
It's such a mean word to put on somebody that's going through something.
You're right.
And we kind of villainize people that have past trauma.
You are correct.
And we wouldn't do that with any other situation. Like, let's just say, and I'm going to be real blunt here, okay? Let's just say that I went out and I got raped. Mm. Would you guys call me toxic because I had trauma to deal with that?
No.
No, of course not. But you're the first one to call me toxic when I'm saying, listen, I'm still bruised from my divorce.
Mm.
Got her.
I mean, it's fine. You literally say someone the toxic one.
I know.
I mean, we only brought it up because you're the one who uses the term the most.
I agree.
So
I 100% agree.
Cool.
But I want to have like a serious moment on the podcast here for a second before we can go back to having fun. Not really. Got a lot of heavy shit to talk about today.
Yeah.
I think we've got to stop using that word because like when I read that, I'm like, damn,
like salt in the wound.
It almost just like diminishes somebody else's pain. It's like it's like you don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, you're just toxic, so goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to date a toxic person. Well, guess what? We all have trauma. Every single person listening right now in a relationship has got trauma. I don't care if it's your first boyfriend and y'all been together since high school. There's shit you've been through that's going to shape the way you act in a relationship. Now, you don't have to stay that way in any situation you've been through.
Correct.
You can work through it. Right? Like, I'm a big proponent of therapy. We talk about it a lot. I do this thing called BetterHelp. Shout out BetterHelp
because
I get paid to talk about it.
Mm.
But I really do believe in it. It's online therapy and it's great. And I use the code word Kramer, by the way, to get 10% off your first month. BetterHelp.com/Kramer.
Mm-hmm.
A million people use that service. Mm-hmm. They don't pay for this on this podcast. I love it. I really do. But I think when you enter into a situation and you start labeling somebody as toxic, where do you go from there?
What do you think you should call it? Because I do think there are toxic situations, though, that you do have to remove yourself from.
Yes.
So you think that we should change the terminology to hurt.
Person's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That person's hurt. In one way or another, that person has been hurt and they are acting out in the way they want to try to protect themselves.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's all it is. Mm-hmm. That's literally all it is. So today, here on the podcast, I am officially going to retire the word toxic.
Good.
I will not use that word anymore to describe any other female or my own behaviors.
Nice.
Because I don't feel like it's helping get anywhere. Because if I came in here, I'm like, hey, I'm toxic. You want to date me? You'd be like, nah.
Mm.
But I'm like, hey, listen, I got some past trauma. You want to date me? Like, I've been hurt before. Do you want to date me? You'd be like, oh.
Maybe. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's better.
Thank you. I didn't make that up, but I thought it was really good.
Yeah, no, that's nice. I didn't think about it in that way.
Yeah. Okay, so you have a question about Miss California. She came in town this weekend. This is a girl that really quick backstory with her. Started dating her October of last year. Basically had her narrowed down to like two women that I was kind of in between. Was going to start focusing my sights on her. Lost my job. During when I was out of work. But then we were like, I basically thought she was going to give up on me because why would you not?
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, when I got over here, we started kind of talking and picking things up and got more serious. We talk every day. And then I was like, oh, wait, like, should we try this? And so we kind of been putting effort into to see what it might be like if we were to actually be in a relationship. So she came over this weekend. Yes, Jess, you have a question.
I was just curious because when we were FaceTiming, you were like, it's weird having somebody around. I wish I just had like some space. So I was curious, like, are you struggling with, I just wasn't sure if you were almost trying to come up with excuses in your head to somehow have a reason not to get connected with her, or if you're just struggling, like,
I'm toxic,
you know?
No, it was just, I'm just not used to somebody living with. I have not had, because when I was like casually dating, whatever y'all want to call that, women didn't spend the night.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't. You got to keep up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be caught slipping like that.
Oh my God.
At night. I mean, I'm just being honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not proud of these moments, but I'm going to be honest with you. Like, they couldn't spend the night.
Yes.
So I haven't had a woman, I have not spent more than 4 hours with a woman in, probably since the, I can't call it toxic one anymore, the hurt one.
Mm.
She got to get a better name. The first one. Okay.
That's, yeah, accurate.
The first one, I haven't spent, so that's been at least a year. Mm-hmm. So I'm just not used to people not going home. And it was just times where I'd be like, you're here. It's cool. But I'm just like used to just kind of like waking up in the morning's weird. And you got somebody there.
Oh.
Like you gotta be quiet.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta like sneak over the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the lights off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. It's different. It was
you're
different.
Just getting used to it.
It was just different. I'm just not used to it. Problem is though, I still don't have any fucking clarity on what I want to do with her.
Mm.
And I don't really know. And I've talked about this on my other podcast, Certified Mama's Boy, in a much more eloquent and responsible way. But truth is, I don't know. Like, I don't know what I want to do. And I am scared. I'm just scared right now. I'm scared for this to go wrong. We've talked about this. But I was maybe hoping that after this weekend, I might have a little bit more clarity.
Mm-hmm.
But
you don't at all?
It's like any other girl I've ever dated with any issue. It's like I'll find one issue, and then I'll just be like, oh.
Yeah, but that's...
Oh, she has kids. Oh, well, she lives 45 minutes away.
Well, that's
ooh,
why I
she,
asked, like, if yeah. you were just coming up with excuses or issues to try to keep her at arm's length.
I don't know. Shout out BetterHelp. I'm starting my therapy sessions back tomorrow, so...
Are you really?
Yeah, I really am. So I'm going to, like, I'm going to delve into it. I don't know, because, like, on paper, Miss California is fantastic. Like, y'all, there could not be a better, like, what I need, like, support system and, like, knows how to deal with me... Knows how to relate to me, super sweet, super supportive, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But I still can't like attach to it
mm.
yet. And I'm not going to try to force it either. I'm not going to try to move
no,
a girl
can't.
Out here and force it.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good.
So that's it. I mean, that's, and she, listen, we've had the same conversations with her. Like, what I think's going to happen, because I'm not going to see her again until December now. Because the holidays are coming up and she's, you know, we're both doing our thing. And she's going to come the first week of December. Now, she may, I don't want to give too much away about her, but her job may switch over to, because California is all crazy again, you know, with coronavirus, just like it is here. And so she may have to go back to doing
virtual things for work.
Yeah. And so if she does that, then she could easily come out here for a long period of time. Because right now we're getting like 48 hours at a time.
Right. Which
you know,
is
it's like in and out,
yeah.
still in your best behavior. Like, I want to spend like 2 weeks with this woman.
Because mm-hmm.
I'm nice for like 4 days and then I'm kind of an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see like what she's like on day 5
mm-hmm.
and day 6 and day 7. So I don't know. I have no clarity on this yet. I'm going back to therapy. Everybody that hates me and thinks I'm the worst, I'll be going back to therapy. Maybe one day I'll get in a relationship that's healthy. I don't know.
Okay.
That's it. To all my haters, shout out.
Buy the merch.
Buy the merch.
I'm selling it.
I'm not
Kramer hater.
I'm trying to. Yeah, I should make that.
I'm making it.
You going to make that for you?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try to get some Kramer and Jess merch made, by the way. I'm going to talk to Tom about that tomorrow.
Yo, that was pretty tight. When we posted a picture of our sweatshirt, hella people were like, what's up? I was like, for real?
Would y'all buy one, honestly? Because
yeah.
I got to argue that. Because what's going to happen? We own nothing of Kramer and Jess. We lost all rights. I was fighting for them.
Yeah,
we
right.
own nothing
yeah.
of Kramer and Jess. I still have Certified Mama's Boy. She has her own podcast, Low Key, but everything else belongs to Intercom. So technically, they own the logo. They own the name. They own the podcast. They own everything. So before I go and sell merchandise
mm-hmm.
with that logo on it, I got to get them to approve it.
Ugh.
And they're going to want to, I would like guess they'd probably want a cut of that. I would.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm not sure how that's going to go tomorrow. But maybe they'll just be like, who cares? Because literally, you make about $4 off a sweatshirt.
That's
so
true.
It's not like it's going anywhere. We ain't making a lot of money off this thing, baby.
Yeah.
All right, Jessica, let's talk about you for a minute. It's been an interesting day in the garage, boy. Interesting day in the garage. Okay.
It's been interesting in the garage and not the fun way, guys.
The garage has been tense
yeah.
the last couple of days.
It's getting dirty inside there.
But I'm interested to hear this because typically all we hear is, oh, we're so happy and like nothing bad ever happens with us. We don't have any disagreements. Blah, blah, blah.
I don't act that way.
You do portray your relationship like that.
Well, that just
which I think is unhealthy.
I don't act that way and I'm not portraying it a certain way. I'm just being honest on what's happening.
And so you're telling me, except for this week, everything's been peachy. I don't believe that.
No, that's why we're talking about it right now.
Okay. What? And what is happening in the garage?
Ugh, it's like a, It's kind of like what we were talking about a little bit ago, where you, I think both of us are battling with...
You're toxic!
How, like, either things we don't know how to handle personally or haven't been forced to do that. So, Garage Boy, I don't think anyone has ever pushed him out of his comfort zone when it comes to communicating the way I do.
Yeah.
And that's just because I have to operate that way. And so...
Well, tell me his relationship background again. That's her boyfriend, in case you're brand new. We call him Garage Boy because she gave him a blowjob in the garage.
Yes. So
that's the shortest way I can tell you the story.
That's fair. So he was in a relationship. I think they were together for like 2
Sorry,
years.
Really quick. We've come a long way from episode one. Remember, like, really skirting around
scared.
The issue.
I know, you're like, blowjob in the garage. I'm like, yeah, okay, anyways.
I'm like, Jess. She had a love moment.
Yeah.
It's
fine.
In a detached garage unit.
We're all adults here.
Yeah, okay. So,
yeah,
he dated a girl for 2 years.
I want to say, oh yeah, of course, these are not like at like for sure. This is just like ballpark, whatever. But
let's call her.
He was.
I'd love to call her.
They were young though. They were like early 20s, like 21, 22. So okay. that kind of shit is like.
They broke up at 22.
Uh huh.
Okay. He is now 27.
Mm-hmm.
He has not been in a relationship for 6 years.
Or maybe he was with 23.
How long has it been, more or less, since he's been in a relationship?
I really think that they broke up around like the early 20 period. So I'm assuming like he's just been a fuck boy for like 4 years.
Let's call her.
No, I should ask him that. I don't ask him those questions because I really don't give a fuck.
God, I would. I ask every question.
I don't want to. I don't need to know that. I just know like the gist of it is like it was a very immature relationship. There wasn't like a lot of communicating. When things would happen, neither one of them would bring it up, and they would just like either not talk about it and pretend it never happened, you know? Also, his family was that way. So they don't deal with issues.
They just push them down.
Yeah, they don't deal with issues.
Now, that's not you. Jess and I are way different. Like, mm-hmm. You give us an inch, we'll complain about it.
Yeah. And the thing is like, growing up, my family was like that. If things would happen traumatic in our family, it just, like, things were not discussed. So I've made a very huge effort in my life to not handle things that way because I've seen the results of that.
Right.
And he has experienced that as well. So that's something that we're getting used to and learning about each other is talking about things. And it's, like, tiring. It can get tiring because I feel like every time... And I don't always want to feel like the bad guy when it's me when I'm bringing shit up, you know?
So give me an example of something you've had to bring up recently to him. And I want to know how that conversation went. Careful.
I know.
I can see in your face, like...
I'm trying to be...
What can I say without getting in a fight later?
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Okay, well, how about this? Instead of what the actual topic was, we'll just say cabbage. Okay? Yeah, you had to discuss cabbage.
Okay, good.
Okay.
So we had to discuss cabbage, and I requested that he...
What did you say? Tell me. Like, I want to hear it word for word. Just use the word cabbage.
Okay. So,
you went to him first.
I went to him first, and I was like, cabbage is making me feel uncomfortable, and in order for...
Where were you?
At the house.
Okay, what time of day is it?
It's at nighttime.
Like after dinner, before dinner, y'all cooking?
Like after the gym. This was in the car.
So you're in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're driving home. You turn to him and you said.
Well, no. He's like, I feel bad.
He feels bad.
About cabbage.
Because cabbage happened. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm like.
So he brought it up. He said that to you.
Because we had already talked about it the night before.
Got it.
So, you know what I mean?
Okay. So cabbage has already happened.
Do we
need to go back to the day before to find out what happened with day one of cabbage, or is that unnecessary to the story?
I'll say let's do day one, because then like day two is like doesn't matter. Let's do day one of cabbage.
Okay.
So I am bringing up cabbage first.
Let's go there.
He gets home from work, and I'm like, hey, cabbage is bothering me because I asked you to discuss certain things with cabbage on my behalf.
Oh, so cabbage is a person.
And no, cabbage is like a situation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Yeah.
So I asked for cabbage to be discussed.
Mm-hmm. And you said that you would,
okay.
And it wasn't.
Okay.
And so I feel like you lied because I'm asking you to do something. It's not like I'm like, hey, can you take out the trash? Like, I'm asking you to do something.
He said you have a conversation.
You said that you would. Yeah. And the conversation is important because it affects the way I feel. And if I'm if I'm comfortable with something and like I've
you love
wanted,
cabbage.
I wanted like my feelings.
I'm getting confused now. We're talking about cabbage or not.
Yeah.
So basically there's a conversation that need to be had.
Yeah.
He said he would have it.
Yeah.
Not to you, but to somebody else.
With other things. Yeah.
Okay. He did not have that conversation.
No.
Did he tell you he was going to have that conversation?
Yes.
Did he tell you he had that conversation or that he was going to have it?
He said that he was going to do it.
Okay.
So I believe it.
Okay. He did not.
No.
You find out how.
Because cabbage did shit that they weren't supposed to fucking do.
Okay, so that made you realize that conversation was never had. That makes you upset.
Yeah, because then it makes me look a certain way. It makes me feel like you're not, it makes me feel like I can't trust you when I'm asking you to do things that are important to me.
Okay, so what do you say to him?
I literally say all that shit.
Okay.
And I'm like, this is how I feel, and this is why I feel this way.
How do you say it, though? How do you honestly
I'm totally calm.
So how do you say it, honestly?
I'm just like, hey.
Hey.
No, I'm like, no, literally, I'm like, it's like a simple ass conversation. Like, did you, so I find out because I have to ask him again if he did what he was going to do. Because I'm like, did you actually do it?
Yeah.
And he was like, no. And I'm like, so you have me over here thinking this whole time that you did what you said that you were going to do and then you didn't. Okay.
Okay.
So that's why A, B, and C occurred. And that, you know what I mean? And honestly, it doesn't fucking matter. The issue that I'm having is like, for him to tell me he's going to do something and this isn't the first time that he has said it and then you don't do it. And the reason why that fucks me up is like, again, I'm dealing with my traumatic things where I have two people in my life that were important to me, like other male figures in my life, like say verbatim things to me that they're going to do to fix certain issues. And I believe them and that doesn't follow through. And my biggest fear of like, getting myself into a situation and like having to deal with other people's trauma because I was in a situation where I dealt with someone's trauma every single day that I felt like it was my responsibility and I just drowned in it. And then like 9 years later, I'm like, what the fuck did I just do? And so I'm just like seeing.
So this has nothing to do with him not having a conversation.
Huh?
You realize that, right?
No, I was pissed.
To somebody else, it may not matter. But to you, it's a bigger deal because you've been through some shit with the same kind of conversation.
Yes, but it also affected the way that certain like other people were going to treat me if this conversation was or was not had.
Okay.
So it did affect me.
Okay.
And I was just like, when you're in a relationship with someone, you have to do things that are going to make you feel uncomfortable. Just like I'm uncomfortable when I have to bring this shit up to you. And I feel like it's like on me because I'm better at communicating.
Okay.
To always do that.
So you bring it up to him. How does he respond to that?
He was like, okay.
Just says okay?
Like, I get it,
and
right?
Like,
and he just agrees. Like, he at that point, he's like shutting down.
Mm.
And then again, I'm like, and which I understand.
Because you want what?
I want him to tell me why. Like, why are you feeling that way? What? Why did you avoid doing what you said you were going to do? Where is that coming from? Like, if am I making you mad? You have to tell me. Like, it's just like I'm learning communicate with someone that wasn't brought up doing
right.
that, which
and
is that, fair, which is totally
yeah.
fair. And that's not his fault.
That's, by the way, a gift. Like, I know we're annoying as shit sometimes, but like I will like almost overly communicate. Some may say I communicate too much. Probably do. But there's a lot of people that don't know how to do it. So you can't fault him for it because he's coming from his own spot of like not quite sure what to do with it.
I don't. I think it's just like, and obviously you can relate to this sometimes, it's almost like lonely in the sense where you're so emotional about so many things
yeah.
and you just want someone to like, can you just talk to me the way I talk to you?
Yeah. And so how does he respond?
At first, he like shut down like normal.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my fucking God.
You crying or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then,
he responds?
Yeah. And he's like, what's the matter? And I'm like, oh my God.
Why did I even come to the first part of this conversation? So how does it get better? Will it?
I do think so.
Does he have to change, or do you have to change?
What do you mean?
Like, does he have to change the way he communicates, or do you need to accept the way that he communicates?
I think it's both, and that's what I'm just, like, learning how to be an adult, and, like, you know, it's both. I have to be understanding where that's stemming from and where that's coming from, but then also he has to do the work to be better, because it's also no one can fix that, and, like, that's a lot of responsibility to put on someone, and, like, I can't be your therapist. Like, you have to seek your own help so I can be with you along the way, not the person pulling you along the way. I will walk with you. I will walk beside you as long as you will.
It's his work. But it's also, to be fair, it's kind of your work too.
Yeah, no, it is. Because I have to understand too. And also, and I told him too, I was like, I acknowledge that I'm coming in so hard because of the things that I have experienced. And I know that's PTSD for me from my situations. And I'm acknowledging that. And I'm telling you that's where that's coming from.
Yeah.
But I need you to help me, though, because I've been in situations where I felt like I was carrying the load for so much. And I don't want to give up because I'm so tired.
Yeah.
So it needs to be a 50-50 thing, because I'm more than willing to put in 50% of the work, but, like, I want to put in 50% of the work, not all of the work, all the time.
Was he responsive to that?
Yeah.
He was cool?
Mm-hmm.
Think he'll actually do something about it? Will you do something about it? Not just on him, to be fair.
No, yeah. Yeah. I do.
Okay. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Got a question, actually. This reminds me. Can't talk about this on the radio. It's too risque for Mix 106.5.
What?
New poll out says that 2,000 adults get into the subject many don't like to discuss, which is sex.
Mm. Yeah, that's so fucking annoying to me.
Survey finds that while couples say that they have sex around 7 times a month, which, wow. Do you guys have sex 7 times a month?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sure I did too at first. There at the end, it was 0. and right now, it's like... It's like unbelievable amounts. It's unrealistic amounts of sex.
It's because you have to fit it in 2 days.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we probably have sex seven times a month in 48 hours.
Yeah.
So a third of them said they don't feel comfortable openly talking about it with their partners. Even though they have it 7 times a month, they don't feel comfortable talking about it. About half of those polled considered sex to be taboo.
That sucks.
And 25%. So they avoid talking about sex, so they don't want to hurt their partner's feelings.
With your own partner. You don't talk about sex with your own partner.
Nope.
That's insane to me.
Do you guys have open conversations about sex? I asked this for a good reason, but do you guys, at 10 months in?
Yeah.
And, like, what do you discuss?
I mean, even before. Like, things that, like, even before we got together officially, like, feelings about sex, like, how I want to feel about that person before I have sex with them.
Okay. So up
and
front,
why that is.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Sex has always been like a very open conversation.
And he's comfortable with it?
Yeah.
I couldn't talk to my ex-wife about sex.
That sucks.
We couldn't talk about it. It would always turn into a fight.
And it's like if you're going to be, you are your most vulnerable self when you are, like, you're completely naked. So if you're going to be completely naked with someone, you should be able to talk about what you're doing with that person.
Hello. The reason I bring this up is because I don't know if I'm going overboard with it, because I didn't feel comfortable talking about it.
So now are you overly, like, how do you feel when
not even
all
that.
The time?
Not, I'm just like, okay, so straight up, here's what I want.
Okay.
Sexually.
Okay.
I want this, 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 and this. Like,
are these feelings or are these, like, actual, like, acts?
These are acts.
Oh, okay.
Like, straight up, like.
Can you, or are you telling?
I'm like, this is what I want.
Okay.
But this is what I want. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And because I had such a vanilla to non-existent sex life before.
Yeah, you out here being all crazy and shit.
Hey. Okay. So yeah. it's all the things I've always, for 37 years now, have been interested in.
You've been curious about.
I've been curious. Uh-huh. And I want
Which can to, be fun exploring.
Why not?
Yeah.
And so I'm with Miss California. She's going to kill me for talking about this.
Oh my God.
She's going to kill me. She's pretty conservative.
Yeah, no,
so.
You better be respectful.
But I'll
respectful.
Be honest. I'm not going to say anything about her or what happened, but, like, I'll just straight up be like, hey, bah, 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 bah. This is what I would like to do, and I have no qualms about it. Because some of the things, Interesting.
Is it like, are you being like nice about it? I think it's like,
I'm not like, hey, bitch. Like, no, okay. I'm not like that. I'm like, hey, listen.
Would you be down?
Yeah, this is what I want. Like, I really want this.
Are you asking, would you be down? Or you're like telling her what you want? Because that's like, because I also think that that could be like a little annoying. It's one thing to be like, are you open to, then this is what I want. Because then let's say that's not something she particularly wanted to try. She's either just going to force herself to do it, or she's going to feel bad if she says no and then think that what she's doing isn't good enough. So I feel like, I don't know what the fuck y'all are doing, but I do think you should be aware of your phrasing, because it's a lot easier on like her self-esteem if you're like, would you be open to trying this.
So let's go.
Oh my god, you're so annoying.
I wish we were still. I have so many music, so much music I want to bring in, but I don't have it.
It's fine.
Back at 933, I could just like play music to like set the scene. How does that conversation go then? I'll promise you by next week, if I make a promise, I can't back out. I'm gonna have all the music put in.
Mm-hmm.
How's that conversation supposed to sound?
Either like before you're about to, or when you guys just hanging out, you guys are just like shooting the shit. Like, this, would you ever be down to?
Because I don't do it in the moment. I don't do it in the moment.
Okay,
everything
good.
I've said it like, just like we're like just talking. Chatting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I really would like to, I don't even know how this came up. But I'm like, this is what I want to do. Like this.
It would be cooler if you're like, would you ever be down to try? Because then it seems like something fun to talk about, instead of being like, fuck, if I don't do this, then he's going to think I'm one, lame, or two, what I'm doing is like not good. And that sucks. So think about that.
But what about what I want?
You,
isn't it okay to tell your partner what you want sexually?
Yes, but I think it's, again, how you are phrasing and how you are like navigating through the conversation. I would love to try if you are comfortable with, not I want to do this, because then, because like that is a, it's like a very fine line of feeling. Like the way you are phrasing certain things, yeah, and the way you tell her things, if it's not delivered in a certain manner, you could make her feel a certain type of way about herself.
Okay, so here is Jess's, and you can call in or text in over this. Okay, if you think that this is the way you would want to receive this message, women, here's what Jess recommends. Please,
I think that. Also, too, this depends on, like, how both of you are sexually, too. Because I think some people want to be told what to do, but that's, like, the tone of who they
are. I'm not like, hey, bitch, you got to come over here and blah, blah, blah. I'm not like that.
But I think even, too, it's, like, even if
and not in the moment, either. It's not like I'm, like, being course, this, like just, dominatrix style, like,
I get it, but I'm also trying to be aware of, like, how you could be making her feel, or how it can make your significant other feel if you're not, like, hey, would you be down to try this, or, like, I want to do this, and this. Because what if, I'm just saying, for the chance of her not wanting to do that, then it makes you, because I've been in that situation where it's like.
Well, talk about your current relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Has Garage Boy ever come to you and been like, hey.
Would
like,
you, yeah, no, but it's, and it's always like, would you be down?
Would you be down?
It's like a fun conversation, not like, I want to do this. And it's like,
damn, but
it's,
I want to do it though.
But it's like the tone too, because then you feel like, well, fuck, I guess I'll try that, even though I really don't want to, and that's like weird to me, or like that's not gonna. It's like uncomfortable, you know.
So and it's this just, is according to Jess. Here is the way, and ladies, you can call in over this and tell us if this is the right way or not.
Yeah.
This is how Jess thinks you should ask for sexual favors,
yeah,
or exploration, mm-hmm, with your woman, Jessica.
Like. Do you know what would be fun? Would you ever be down to try this and this and this? Only if you're comfortable with that. If not, not a big deal. But I was just thinking about that the other day.
But that doesn't sound that sounds meek. Is that the word? Look up meek.
I don't want anyone. I don't know. Because then if you're like, I want to do this. But what if she's like, what the fuck? Like, that's not something I don't want to do. But then she's not gonna, because you guys are in such the new phases. She's not gonna tell you no.
I just want to be like, hey.
I already hate it.
Here's what I want to do.
Yeah, see, fuck that.
And I'm just going to make something up. I want to shove a...
Ew, don't get gross. I don't like that.
Hang on. I want to shove a macaroni noodle up your nose.
Yeah, see, I don't like that. Like, hey, you know what I want to do? It's like, okay.
But I want to do it.
It needs to be, would you be down to try?
She can always say no, man.
No, but her answer is going to be in response to your delivery. Because if you're like, you know what I want to do? Obviously, she's going to fucking do it because you guys just started fucking dating. And she doesn't want to see him a certain type of way, even though internally she could be like,
What show are we on? 855 Kramer Jess. 855 Kramer Jess. call us this week and tell us in your own words how you want your man. Because I don't think you can literally go to a man and be like, say anything sexual, and we'll say okay.
I'm also not saying that you don't have liberty to ask or request. I'm just think it depends on the way you are asking, on how is it going to dictate how she feels about herself.
It'd be nice to hear from you this week about how you want to be told. Because again, I don't want to overstep my boundaries.
You want to be asked. Told. See, do you see that shit?
Told, but. Telling you my desires. You gotta tell people what you want in a relationship. That's my stand. And I'm being like, no BS on that. Like, I want her to tell me, like, for example, if she wants me to
whatever
on her, like, tell me. Don't say, would you like to? Like, no, if that's what you want me to do, then tell me. And I'm gonna do it for you because I'm down.
You're down.
Yeah.
But what if she's not?
She's like, hey, I really want you to. That doesn't bother me.
Okay, but like.
Because I can always say, I'm not into that.
But that can affect certain people differently.
855 Kramer Jess. We want the exact wording of how you would want to be sexually explored.
Oh my God.
How would you just. How to request sexual acts?
I guess.
Okay.
That's such a weird way.
855 Kramer Jess.
Sex or not?
Yeah. So you trying to or not?
Yeah, that's cool.
855 Kramer Jess. Call us or text us. That's it for today. Episode 11, baby. You can listen to Kramer and Jess on demand. That's the radio show that sounds nothing like this. You can get Jess where?
At Jess Do It, JESSDUITT, and listen to my podcast, Low Key.
I still need to listen to the pregnancy test one.
Yeah.
Plus, I am That Guy Kramer on Instagram, and my podcast is Certified Mama's Boy. We've got the number 2 and 3 podcasts in the country, thanks to you.
Thank you. Please,
if you've got a couple of seconds, go vote for us in Podcast Magazine. You can actually text my number for a quick link.
Ooh.
Just text the word vote to 888 Kramer 8. That's a lot of numbers to keep up with here, people.
That's okay.
8, because you can't text into our number with a bounce back code.
No, that's fine.
So if you want to vote for us, text the word vote to 888 Kramer 8, and I'll shoot you back a link, and we can do it that way. All right, till next week. We'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.